Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven half the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen on the air. Jennifer Horn on the air. Victoria Keelan on the air. You can be, in thought anyway. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show, or Twitter with your comments about what's going on as we have them, you have them. It's kind of an exciting time. I hope that you have reached a setting on your emotional thermostat. I think this has been a very, last 3-4 months, very emotional for lots of people. Lots of folks have had people that have gotten sick and they've worried about them. People have died. And we wonder, you know, what's the deal here? A lot of people are just plain unhappy. Some people are stressed out. Some people are depressed. I must admit to having been a little depressed myself. You asked me that, Jennifer. You know, I haven't ever really thought about it before, being depressed or what it is like to be depressed, because I don't really know that I let myself. I mean, you know, I'm pretty emotional. Matter of fact, one of my great friends, radio friends, said he was very interested in the way I emoted last week when Kara, we talked on the air about Kara going, and I was obviously visibly, audibly upset about it, because she's like a member of the, was a member of the radio family, but she was more than that, as the three of us all relate together as well as we do. She was a very important Kara I'm talking about, who's no longer with us, in case some of you didn't know. I haven't mentioned her because she's not with us any longer.
Well, she doesn't work here anymore. You keep saying she's not with us anymore. It sounds like she's dead. Yeah.
Right. No, we'll only... Well, that can be Fatty's, Mr. Kim Jong Fatty's position, but no, Kara's got a new job, and so she's not with us. But I thought very highly, I think very highly of her. And she was very much a part of what we did, so it's emotionally, it was upsetting to me. And I think there have been a lot of emotional events that have happened in this past 4 or 5 months. Our lives are full of emotion, or at least they need to be. Much more important for us to be emotive than it is for us to be sarcastic, let's say, or condescending, even though a lot of people are like that as well. The emotional thermostat, I think, is the real bellwether of where you are and how you are feeling. And so in this time, the COVID thing has sent a lot of people over the top. And you know, we were talking about Ashley Madison, how much better they're doing. You know, people that are divorce lawyers. I mean, it's just we've become, we're not well suited, let's say, maybe I'll put it this way. We're not well suited for things that don't go our way. We have just become, we've built lives, and I think that's okay. You ought to have a life that you want. But when things don't go your way, you can't just fall apart. And that was the old 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, the people that founded our country, they understood how to work around the stuff that got in their way. In our country, we don't know how to do that anymore. We don't know how to do it as well, and that's part of it, is the agrarian economy is gone. We all look to our devices. We all look to places for answers that really there aren't any answers there. Think about it this way. When you go to the computer to get an answer for something, you type in, you Google, find me how I find a thermostat, or find that's where I went the other day to find a new thermometer. Yeah, you don't have to figure out anything. You don't have to do anything. You just type it. It does your thinking for you.
Can you imagine if the internet didn't exist in a time like this where we can't go to stores?
We'd actually be able to think for ourselves. We'd have people thinking for themselves, amongst other things.
I feel like we'd be flipping through a phone book and calling a lot of people.
That's how I grew up, flipping through the phone book. I mean, can you imagine? But listen to what you just said.
That's exhausting.
Before there even was telephones, how did people communicate? That's
well,
something
what
else.
Victoria always tell us, don't give out a phone number. Nobody wants to make a phone call anymore. And she's right. Yeah. When she says that,
I mean, that's why
I think the sales business is down. What is the sales business made on? It's made on personal relationships, right?
Yep.
And phone calls and checking in. And you buy someone because you know them. Well, now nobody knows anybody because everybody wants to have an email or fill out a page on
my
website.
Can't be bothered.
Right.
Yeah. Can't be bothered. So maybe one way that we can all help each other and help the world every single day, vowing to make the world a better place. I am on to this business about not doing business with China, about getting to Congress, getting to the Senate, getting to decision makers and companies, have them all work together to incentivize bringing our businesses back to America from China. Plain and simple. Everybody benefits. So what if it has to be a tax incentive? We've blown $2 trillion in the last 4 months trying to take care of people who are out of work or people who are getting sick. We've wasted money because we were so reliant on China. Think about it that way. You don't have to think any further than the reliance. We have become dependent, not reliant, but dependent on another country for our well-being. Think about that. We're America. This is the United States. We're supposed to be the leaders in the world, and yet we've fallen victim to ourselves because we want to buy cheap crap. Greed has played a part of this. Okay, so you want to play to greed? Then you incentivize it somehow or other in the government. You and I, as taxpayers, one way or another, all this greed has led to where we are right now. That's the bottom line. So you're going to pay one way or the other. You didn't want to pay at the store. You bought that cheap crap at the Dollar General or Walmart or whatever it is. Well, now you're paying the price for that. Some of you are out of work. Some of you may never go back to work because of that. It's very simple. The dotted lines connect very quickly and very easily.
Well,
so you want to.
I think you're right. I think there's a lifestyle component that Americans are just used to. And my mom always laughs at me because I blame everything on the 1950s. But there was a huge paradigm shift in the 50s. That's when plastic was developed.
Yeah,
I mean,
after World War
II,
industry had been developed. Industry had been developed to fight the war. So many things happened as a result of World War II that were developed because we needed those things in the war effort. And then afterwards, we had all that manufacturing and all that brain power. Okay. I mean, where do you think the rocket, the space, we didn't come up with that. The Germans did. So what did we do? We were smart enough to grab the Germans before the Russians did. And that's why, ultimately, we won the space race.
Well,
my point is not about
the space race. But what I'm talking about is, like, in the 1950s, everything about our lifestyles changed. TV dinners, watching the television, sitting in front of a television and heating up a dinner in the oven that took, you know, a fraction of the time that it would take to actually prepare a real
meal.
And everything from that, food science became a thing in the 50s. Food science has ruined the American diet because everything is, you know, people don't eat salad anymore
for
lunch because it takes too much chewing.
Full of
That's
all
a
the
thing.
Stuff.
There's like statistics about that. But anyway,
chewing.
But my point though is, you know, even when it comes to the greed that you were talking about, I think you're right. I think parents who, you know, for whatever reason, need to buy their kid 7 or 8 presents every Christmas and they go to some cheap toy store, everything's made in China, whereas you could buy like one handmade toy or like one made in America toy, but that's not enough for kids. Everything has to be, you know, so much over the top. In every neighborhood across America, you can see a house that looks like it's about to fall down with a brand new car in the driveway. We live and thrive on excess.
That's very true. I had not thought about it, but that's so true.
But we thrive
really
on excess. That has become the American way. And in order to feed that excess, we are reliant on China and every other place that makes really cheap crap to give us the instant gratification that we've become accustomed to.
Yep. So if you want to make the world a better place as a result of how you have suffered in the past 3 or 4 or 5 months, make it a better place. The first place to start is to look at what you are buying still that's Chinese and what companies are doing business with China, and hope and pray that because if we don't learn this, we are cooked. I am convinced of that. We will never be the first-rate power that we are used to being and that we want to be and that we ought to be. We will give up the pleasures that we have enjoyed because someone else is dictating already. They are, in a manner of speaking, dictating what we do and how we live because they look at the last 4 or 5 months since last November. The Chinese have dictated how the world will live through their actions. You can argue if you want, not with me, because I think it was purposeful, but even if it wasn't, what happened there created havoc in the world like it has never seen before. You're going to reward these bums? Yeah.
If it wasn't purposeful, they would have been transparent with their information. They would have shared for the greater good.
Okay.
And instead,
right.
they
yeah.
tried to profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And they still are. They
and
are
they
no
profit.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have. So they're no good. We know they're no good. They don't have good will with us in good intentions. We're just dumb enough to do business with them. And it's on all of us. Every single one of us who's bought the iPhone, the iPad, all that stuff that's made in China, bring it back here. Give Americans jobs, have zero unemployment, get our technology sector so that we don't have to be dependent on those bums, and then, you know, maybe we'll have something to show for it. Because otherwise, I think, even though I'm closer to the end of the line than I'm at the beginning of the line, I think people who are coming along, like my grandson, will see a whole different world, frankly, and it's not a, I don't think it's a great picture. So, anyway. Jennifer, there's a story. We got to pause here for a moment.
I think Jen had travel news.
Yeah, I know she did. All right, so stick around.
Why you say, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, oh, I get to talk about something.
Oh, it'll be a wise.
Love you.
Yeah, of course you do.
China.
I love you, too.
China.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we got to put things into perspective from our hearts to everybody else's heart.
I never miss an opportunity to rail on them. Come on.
What, on the Chinese or on me?
Why not? No, on China. I know you.
All right, 16, almost 17 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like a Samsung Galaxy phone. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, $0 per month, up to $35.42 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offering coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes and restrictions apply. $100 prepaid MasterCard requires port and online registration. Ships after 45 days. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
At the hour now on the DJB program, time for us to visit the annual CMT Artist of the Year special, which is now in its 11th year. Apparently this year it's going to turn its focus outward to honor heroes who have done so much to help during the COVID epidemic. Brothers Osborne, Florida Georgia Line, Kelsey Ballerini, to whom you are listening right now, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett, and yet more artists are going to show up on the CMT Celebrates Our Heroes, an Artist of the Year special going to air June 3rd. And this show is going to feature the artists playing tributes, call-outs for the heroes. This is, who is this, the Brothers Osborne?
A Little Bit of Trouble.
I don't know this song. This is this big pop song for them. Kind of like
this is a Jen question. I don't know anything.
I don't know much about the Brothers Osborne either. I wish I could.
Yeah, I like this song.
Yeah, they have a nice sound. I should pay attention to them a little more.
Yeah. Easy on my mind. Oh, yeah, it's a real pop flavor to it.
Who does it sound like? I went somewhere else with it. This sounds like.
This is good, though. All right, so anyway, the show has the artists paying tribute and call-outs to heroes during their performances. All the artists are going to be filmed from their own homes. This isn't the first time real life has intruded on this special. Back in 2017, the special raised both awareness and contributions for those impacted by Hurricane Harvey, remember? And then the shootings at the Harvest Music Festival in Las Vegas benefited them, too.
That was a rough one. Oh,
yeah, it was.
That hit the country music community so hard.
Yep. The show is usually a celebration of artists. Last year's show honored Carrie Underwood, Dan and Shay, Luke Combs, Kane Brown, and Red as the Artist of the Year. Rebo was named the Artist of a Lifetime last year. Ashley McBride took Breakout Artist of the Year. Organizers have not yet confirmed if artists are going to be honored again this year in the overall running of things. But certainly, probably, I mean, what we really need to do is focus on the people who have been first responders
and pay attention to them, maybe, and put aside all the other stuff, regular stuff. Okay, now we got to 26 after with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you on the DJV program. Speaking of country, the 55th Academy of Country Music Awards broadcast from Nashville for the first time in their history. ACM announcing that the show will be broadcast from three historic country music venues, the Grand Ole Opry House, Ryman Auditorium, and the Bluebird Cafe. You've been to all those places. I have, too. All right, so Victoria, when you went to Nashville, did you go to all those places?
No, haven't been to any of them. I went to the Ryan Bluebird's closed because stupid Jackson Brown was filming something.
I went to the Bluebird, and that was really fun. I'd love to go to the Ryman, though. That would be cool.
The Opry it's an experience and a half. It really is. Keith Urban, the ACM's reigning entertainer of the year, will host the show, which is set for September the 16th, originally set for April 5th. At the MGM Grand in Vegas. That's where it's gone. It's been the last 12 years, but it put off, of course. And before that, it was broadcast from numerous venues in Los Angeles. The folks at ACM said, quote, "First and foremost, we want to ensure the safety of our artists and the industry to ease the burdens of traveling large teams. Therefore, we decided to bring the ACM Awards to Nashville," which makes sense.
Where everybody is, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, all right, have them there. The rival CMA Awards broadcast from the Ryman from 68 to 73 and the Grand Ole Opry from 74 to 2004. But the upcoming ACM show will be the first award show to be broadcast from all three. The CMA Awards have not yet announced the date for the 2020 show. Last year it was held November 13th at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like a Samsung Galaxy phone. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, $0 per month after $35.42 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply. $100 prepaid MasterCard requires support and online registration. Ships after 45 days. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president has signed an order forcing meat plants to stay open. Many processing plants have been forced to close due to the spread of COVID-19. Advocates for plant workers now worry they'll risk exposing themselves to the virus inside the processing plants. The president says he's focused on limiting the liability of their employers to be sure that beef, chicken, and pork remain available in the grocery stores.
Taking the liability, which frees up the entire system.
The president has also been talking to governors about reopening states, but Dr. Anthony Fauci has a warning.
If we are unsuccessful or prematurely try to open up and we have additional outbreaks that are out of control, it could be much more than that. It could be a rebound to get us right back in the same boat that we were in a few weeks ago.
This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
A documentary about a former first lady is about to be released. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The documentary feature about former First Lady Michelle Obama, the existence of which has been kept a top secret for months, is going to be made available worldwide on Netflix on the 6th of May. Titled Becoming, after the memoir, which published in late 2018, it offers a rare up-close look at Obama's life, taking viewers behind the scenes as she embarks on a 34-city tour to promote her book. In the memoir, which topped the nonfiction bestseller lists worldwide when it was released, Mrs. Obama writes of her childhood and upbringing, her marriage and family, and her time in the White House. Nadia Hallgren, a documentary cinematographer from the Bronx, directed the film.
One Florida senator says we should be patient with the Paycheck Protection Program as we work through a few technical problems. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The Paycheck Protection Program is up and accepting loans from small businesses. Now, this wasn't without a few glitches on Monday, but according to a Republican senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, glitches are bound to happen.
There's going to be some challenges, guys. This thing is restarting. There are a lot of applications, a lot of built-up demand, but they're doing the best they can to pace the applications so we can get as many businesses as possible and to as many lenders as possible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour now on the DJV Radio Experience. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I just admit to burning my tongue. So,
on what?
I often have soup for breakfast, and I put the soup on. We've been so busy fiddling with clocks and timing. I put the soup on in the last hour, and it cooked. So I just stuck the spoon in to stir it around, and then see how hot it was. And tongue over on this.
Better to use your tongue for a temperature taker.
Right.
You
didn't see the steam coming off the pot that's been sitting there for an hour?
Why are you so critical of my cooking? You always have something to say.
Because it usually ends in some sort of disaster. You've given yourself food poisoning. You're always mixing in stuff that should not be mixed. And then
according
you're burning yourself.
What do you mean it shouldn't be mixed? According to whom?
According to anyone with a palate.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I guess I don't have to worry about that because they burned my palate. So.
That's maybe what happened. Maybe you've burned off your taste buds. So.
Wait a minute. I might have the. Hold on a second. I may have the virus because I can't taste the food.
That
could be
it. Well, you've already beaten it 3 or 4 times, right?
I have, yes. So, all right.
No,
but
not
one more time.
You think you have. It's not apparent at all.
All right, man. Jennifer, you have some travel news
that seems to have been elongated.
Oh, now you want it after I close it?
Yeah, well, listen.
Well, I was prepared for some stuff here at the bottom of the hour.
All right, so you do.
I'm going to give you my story. Here you go. Are you ready?
Right. Are you sure? You don't want Victoria to go first, and then you can do the.
No, I'll go second. Jen, you go first. She's been waiting.
So at the ready. Are you kidding?
Okay. All right. Let's go.
All right. Yep. Travel news.
Travel news.
Finally. Finally. All right. So after a few tense flights that have been happening, apparently there was like a little kerfuffle on a flight between JFK and Charlotte because passengers on the plane said that American Airlines was not allowing people to social distance. In fact, American Airlines has suspended so many of their flights compared to this time last year that I think it's 60% of its capacity, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That passengers are now concerned that because of the limited flight options, they're jam-packed full flights and they are not allowing for social distancing. So many people are really wary of getting on the plane and seeing it be full. So to combat that, JetBlue has made the announcement that they are going to start requiring passengers to wear face masks on flights beginning on May the 4th. Yeah, don't you think?
I've seen so many pictures of people flying and they're posting on social media that, like, not even half the plane of the people are wearing masks. And they're all packed in, like sardines. It makes no sense.
So JetBlue is becoming the first airline now in the United States, anyway, to require passengers to wear face coverings on flights. A new policy will start on May the 4th and comes after the airline began to require all crew members to wear a face mask on flights. That was just a few weeks ago. So this is what they're calling the new flying etiquette. They say that onboard cabin air is well circulated and clean through filters every few minutes, but it is a shared space where you have to be considerate of others. Now, some airlines are thinking, as states get back to business, that they may start requiring the middle seat to be open on all air travel flights, which
I think everyone's fine with that, right?
Yeah, everybody loves that. The airline industry may not love it, but they are asking it right now. The government is asking airlines to follow CDC guidelines of social distancing.
This is something that maybe because I'm a flying geek and a plane geek, but they had this before because they're cheap. Just they want to fly cheap planes instead of planes that accommodate people. The old, some of the new, the 777, for example, and the 767, the 787, they are what they call two aisles, anyway. The larger airplanes have seating capacity. So if you make an airplane that's two, two, and two, then you don't have. You got an aisle. Basically, now those planes are usually two and five and two or two and four and two, depending on the configuration and how big the wide body is. But you could make a plane that was like sort of the old 757, make the fuselage a little bit bigger to accommodate two aisles, and then you don't have that same problem. You get six people in the plane, but you get two aisles, and you don't have to worry about being on top of everybody. That seems to me.
Does that even really matter ultimately? You're all breathing the same air.
Same air. Yeah. I don't know that it does. I'd be interested to see.
There's something that would feel weird about sitting that close to someone you don't know, though. I think at least the first time out.
Yeah, maybe. Be interesting to see when I get back to. Miles said, when are you coming back to me last night, Gramps? We were on FaceTime. FaceTime? Yeah. I always call it Facebook. But we were on FaceTime. And Gramps, when are you coming back? And I said, I don't know, boy, when it's safe to travel. Well, Gramps, when's that going to be? And his mother was sort of chuckling because he's been talking about me coming back. And I said, well, maybe you can come to the farm faster than I can come out there. Okay, when can we come? Tomorrow? So, it really be interesting to see how the traveling is. I'm eager to, as soon as the ban, or as soon as we're comfortable, I will book a trip back to L.A. to see what's going on out there. And traveling with a mask for 6 hours cross-country is my idea of a good time. So we'll see how, because my mask fits very tightly around what's the point wearing it if it isn't going to fit tightly?
Right.
Around your nose and around your... When I go shopping the other night, I felt my nose actually hurt because there was so much pressure on it from the mask itself. So, but I told you I bought a bunch of boxes of masks that we'll all be able to use here. I think that's the practical side of things. Keep masks handy and use them when appropriate. You don't have to wear them when you're in the car by yourself or you're out walking by yourself, unless you're coming close to somebody. You don't have to wear that stuff. All right, so that's interesting. What do you have, Victoria?
Well, some sad news and then some good news. We'll do the bad news first. So we've been talking about the things that are running on short supply. You know, milk had a run there. Cheese had a weird kind of lack of stock. And then toilet paper obviously was the first big thing. Now a lot of grocery stores are rationing flour. I don't know if you guys have experienced that. But they're taking bigger bags of flour and making them into smaller ones and rationing that because so many people are baking and stuff at home. And even yeast, which you obviously need to bake bread, people are kind of starting to hoard that. But there's one other new item that is really running in short supply, and it's a really sad reason, and it's sympathy cards. The American Greeting Card Association says the number of orders that they've seen coming in for sympathy cards is quote-unquote stunning. And they said it seems at this point that everybody knows someone who has passed away either from the virus or just during this time. They said a higher demand for sympathy cards more than any other type of cards has left CVS and Winn-Dixie and ShopRite across the country has left them basically with nothing. On Etsy, there's one of the sellers came forward with some data saying that she makes the cards at home from her home. And in California, she normally sells six sympathy cards a month. This month, she has sold 275.
Wow.
So it's really, really hitting home on, you know, for a lot of people. And I think at this point, I think it's safe to say that everybody knows someone who is at least maybe one degree removed who has passed away from this virus. And it's showing now in the stores. This happened to us just yesterday. My friend's mom passed away, not from the virus. She had cancer on Sunday night. And Lewis went to CVS to buy a sympathy card. He came home, and I said, "What is this card? This is really cheesy." He said it was literally the last card in the store. And this is a huge CVS with a big greeting card section. And he said, "And I saw some lady eyeing it, so I just grabbed it without reading it." And I couldn't believe it. I thought maybe it was just that one store. And then I saw this story in the New York Times this morning about the greeting card shortage, and that just really sad. It really
sign of the times.
Yeah, but on one
certainly
good note, on a good note, I like to end on a good note. So we've talked about this, there's a worldwide race for a vaccine to the coronavirus, and it seems that Oxford University is sprinting ahead of everybody else. They have the university's Jenner Institute has a head start on the vaccine. They have already done some trials with similar inoculations, and they say that their new current test will test 6,000 people by the end of this month, and if they show that it's safe and that it works, that this vaccine from Oxford might be available by September. So that is at least several months ahead of everybody else, which is really great news because I think, you know, once we have a vaccine, life can actually go back to normal, not just the new normal.
Yeah. Well, it depends on businesses and that sort of thing.
Well, people's behaviors can go back to
normal. Yeah, behavior. I mean, bringing businesses back from China, I'm going to become a broken record. Like, I mean, every time I get an opportunity, I'm going to say the same thing. We need to be getting to people who are in authority, in companies, in politics, in government, and get them to incentivize bringing all of our companies back from China, period, end of story. Oxford University is a fabulous place. Ever get an opportunity? My daughter has a PhD from one of the Oxford colleges and went through the Oxford University system. And I never would. My wife had gone to school in England and did her teaching practicum there before she started teaching back here. And so the opportunity when I first got married to her to go over there and actually get the feeling. And, you know, when you get off of a plane or you get out of a car or you do something that brings you in a new spot and you feel 100% at home. I don't know if you've ever experienced that.
There is a word for that. I forget that there's an actual condition that's named after a place you've never been to, and then but you feel an instant kinship to it.
Yeah, right. That's how I felt, and still do feel. I don't get to England anywhere near as much as I used to. I used to go over every month when Megan was there and spend a week with her to make sure everything was A-OK
We had a little flat, and it was all set up. My radio stuff was on the third floor. It was really kind of cool. Don't forget, we're going to be doing something big time this Thursday, joining hundreds, actually thousands of radio stations all across the country. We're going to have a Feed America Radiothon that will be broadcast all across the country on radio stations, top to bottom, all formats, that sort of thing. We're going to help Feed America feed America. Listen on Thursday and participate here on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the Foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The only way to protect against data loss is with regular backups, and it's recommended that your files be backed up at least once a week, which is why you should consider SanDisk's Extreme Pro Portable SSD. That's solid-state memory. It's faster, smaller, lighter, more durable, and with up to 2 terabytes of space. SanDisk's Brian Pritchett has more.
So 2 terabytes is a tremendous amount of capacity, but really what makes SSDs different, as we said before, is the speed, performance, and the durability of this product. And I think for your listeners, they really should go to our website at sandisk.com, take a look at the product, and you can see the true size. It's tough for people to understand. We talk about 2 terabytes. We think of the old days where you have these huge hard drives, right, that would be up to 2 terabytes. But now you have 2 terabytes that can truly fit in the palm of your hand.
Go to sandisk.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for schedule or exclusions.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Doctor, is there a doctor in the house? Of course, there's always a doctor in the house. The DJV show has a daily, it's not really a podcast, a clip of the day, and in it, the story of a doctor who mistakenly pronounced a woman dead. But guess what? She wasn't dead. Have you ever been in that circumstance where somebody is, maybe not that dire, but it happens, and it happens a lot, actually. A lot of times it doesn't get reported. Do you have any experience, personal experience, as a doctor with someone who was thought to have been dead and wasn't really dead?
Actually, we have a podcast on that.
Oh, you do have a podcast on it. ForbiddenDoctor.com, okay.
Yes, at Forbidden Doctor, we have a podcast on that. I can't think of the title of the podcast right now.
That's all
but,
right.
But I think if you... if you search death or dead under podcast listing, it'll come up with it. It's several doctors around the country warning people that when somebody tells you it's time for organ donation, it's time to pull the plug, we're very sorry that your teenage son broke his neck, but the EEG is showing
check
no
twice.
Life at all. Be careful.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wait another couple weeks.
Yeah,
even if
right.
the EEG is showing a flat line, wait a couple more weeks. And the evidence for what I just said is overwhelming.
Well, isn't that there's another podcast that we have making fun of me, Doug Pull the Plug Stefan, because we were talking about what happens, who decides when to pull the plug, and I said, just pull the plug if it's at the end of the. And the girls on the DJV show said, wait a minute, I don't want you around when it comes
right.
to the time.
The girls
for that.
Are right. Their inner sense that was correct.
All right, so here we have the COVID thing continuing to be the number one health story. You have said something on occasion, and I really haven't underscored it, but I want to now because as more and more people are sort of forced into wearing masks, the number one reason for wearing a mask is not being addressed. So would you like to explain that statement?
Well, the whole idea of protecting oneself in kind of a what is suspected or alleged to be a transmissible environment of viral elements, bacterial, mold, whatever else, is to understand that the covering of the outer surface of the eye, the conjunctiva, is wet, it's moist, it has oxygen, and it is a super breeding ground for viral elements, much more so than the dry entrance of the nose until it gets back further into what's called the nasopharynx. In other words, the white of your eye is much more open to viral elements than just breathing them in. So to wear a mask is to, like, you know, go to a gunfight, but no bullets are in the gun. I mean, you're missing half of what you need.
So how then, though, can you envision a mask that covered the eyes and still allowed you to see?
Yeah, you didn't what does like that a look frog. Like? Well, you'd look like something out of the movie Outbreak, you know. Mm-hmm. And then what are you going to do about the inner aspects of the ear? And even the skin, for that matter. So that's what, when you see these...
Yeah, your whole body. Yeah. Why do you think they have that hazmat suits? That's really very interesting. Yeah, that's a very interesting
Exactly.
Thought. So is this theater? Are we back to theater? Wearing a mask, having a mask on, requiring people to have a mask?
How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Well, it sounds to me like it's theater.
Well, it is.
It's protective if you're, you know, when it comes out of your nose or comes out of your mouth. That's the other thing. Are you protecting yourself or are you protecting somebody else?
Now, if you're sick enough that you're coughing and sneezing and you got all this slime and gook and snot and everything else coming out of your nose and mouth, you should stay home. But if it's an emergency situation and you got to go out, yeah, wear a mask to protect other people from, you know, your own contagion. But
right.
Remember this, and I have studied this at several hours a day since January, which is what has gone into my latest podcast. There is no, not one, zippo, nada, scientific support for the idea of social distancing. There is nothing in the literature whatsoever that says being 6 feet away from somebody makes any difference.
Especially when you know, well, think about it this way. If you know that when you sneeze or cough, it goes 19 feet or 29 feet or whatever the hell it
right.
is, instead of 6 feet. Okay. Food for thought. Dr. Jack Stockwell, his website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. In the interest of quickly reminding you what it is that makes you vulnerable to the virus, one of the things to think about is your weight. If you want to lose weight the right way, the safe way, the natural way, go to toploss.com, find out about Kellitrin, and use the code DJV to buy into it. All right? That's toploss.com, code DJV, lose the weight, and keep it off safely.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.